Montezuma's behavior excited the indignation of the Aztecs, who overthrew him, electing Cuauhtémoc chief. In order to punish Cortés for leaving without authorization, the Cuban governor had dispatched a squad of 800 men on 18 ships. Cortés left 200 men in Tenochtitlan under the command of Alvarado, a stubborn soldier without any diplomatic skills. Cortés himself took 250 soldiers and set out to meet the punitive squad, defeated it, and recruited the greater part of his captives as soldiers for his own forces. Then the Aztec tribe rose up against the conquerors. The Spanish and their allies were besieged in the palace of Xayacatla. Numerous attacks of the Native Americans were rebuffed with cannon fire and muskets, while horsemen were kept as a reserve for counterattacks. The Aztecs frequently occupied favorable positions for flank attacks on the enemy. The Spanish risked counterattacks to dislodge the natives from their positions, but the Aztecs threw hails of stones, arrows, and sticks at the attackers from the roofs of their buildings. To protect his people from these, Cortés ordered the construction of mobile wooden fortifications. The Spanish horsemen were obstructed by the canals, which restricted tactical maneuvering. The technical advantages of the colonists were opposed by the sheer number of Aztec warriors, as well as their courage, resoluteness, and passionate hatred of their enemy. The Spanish and their allies suffered heavy losses. The former Aztec chief Montezuma was killed, and food ran out within a week. Cortés decided to retreat towards the sea. At dawn, Cortés's squad moved along the empty street, making for the dam which led to Tacuba. A woman saw the retreating enemy troops and sounded the alarm. The Aztecs rose to the roofs of their houses, and many came out onto the streets, while the rest headed for the canoes. The retreating enemies faced attackers on all sides. The situation grew even more desperate for the Spanish when the Aztecs began to destroy the bridges. Many of the Spanish were drowned, attempting to swim laden with heavy gold. Those who managed to reach the shore were finished off with clubs.